Well, you know, just out of curiosity, I looked up, since we were talking earlier about, I made the point about MySpace, and you had mentioned how News Corp bought them. Well, during the purchase of MySpace by News Corp, it also came along with PhotoBucket. If you remember that website, it was the image hosting site that a lot of people used for all their fancy HTML and backgrounds and stuff like that that people would have on their MySpace accounts. It was an image hosting site. At the time, it was like a really big deal. Like people had their, you know, you can put all your images on there to you can use for your live journal, you can use for your forum, you know, it's just an image hosting site. Well, over time, it wasn't a moneymaker anymore for News Corp, and it got sold to a company in Seattle. And now I was just looked up, and it's owned by a small company based in Denver with like 12 people that work for it. And people's images are still on the website from the MySpace era. So like all the scene hair, like all the people's parties pictures, all people's live journal pictures, I checked, has not been scooped up by an AI company yet. So if listeners out there, if you have photos on PhotoBucket from the aughts, from the MySpace era, that you would not like to be seen or have AI scraped, I would suggest go deleting them and removing them soon.
That is shocking that all that valuable image data has not been scraped. I'm shocked if that's the case.
I just did the monkey's paw. Someone is probably going to realize it, and then we're going to see a report like in a couple of weeks where someone bought PhotoBucket. You know, OpenAI bought PhotoBucket, or Gemini AI bought fucking PhotoBucket, and then there's going to be culturally diverse scene kids with, you know, which we see that now anyway, because the shit's coming back, always does.
Then I was going to say that the 90s are coming back now. This is going to be the resurgence of emo, the resurgence of scene, is when you have like Dolly or Gemini or whatever, like spitting out like emo remixes of Nazis or Vikings or whatever the fuck it's going to do.
Jesus Christ.
And this will be the resurgence of the scene aesthetic.
Well, I mean, look, so you mentioned the 90s coming back. It's like, you know, there was always this theory that things come back every like 25 years or so. And I feel like it's really true, because I remember in the 90s, people were like obsessed with like 70s bands. Like it was everybody, like they're, for some reason, kids who weren't even born in that era were listening to like their parents' records. You know, they were listening to Led Zeppelin. They were listening to Foghat. You know, they were listening to shit like that. And now, you know, you got fucking Korn for some reason. Fucking kids love Korn. Like you couldn't even admit to people you liked Korn for like 15 years without being ridiculed. Now it's like, people are coming out the woodworks. Yeah, I never stopped liking them. And I'm like, well, why didn't you, like, you know, why turn it down and roll your windows up if you're fucking jamming to Korn driving in your car and you don't want people to hear it? I think what it is like there's something to this like weaponized nostalgia that like if you're a certain age, once you hit a certain age, shit starts coming back around from when you were a youth. And I feel like it's a marketing ploy, man. I feel like the tastemakers know that like, in 25 years, you're going to be 43 or 44 years old. You're a teenager and you can't afford all this shit then. Maybe you'll have money to buy it now. I feel like that's my theory, why shit comes around. Like, I mean, that's why so many bands have fucking tours.
I mean, that is, no, I think that is exactly right. I think that does, I think that's a very good, at least, you know, explanation and contributor to the idea of like, cyclical fashions there as well, is that yeah, like so much of that nostalgia baiting is manufactured by advertisers who, because they also become like, you know, the ad execs are the people who are in their, like, you know, in their 40s, right? And so they're also just kind of like hearkening back to their own childhood. But I think you're exactly right too, where it's like, now people have disposable income. Now they can, like, now they're in their 30s, they're in their 40s, and they have disposable income, so that they can, like, you know, buy all that stuff that they couldn't before. I will also say as well, don't come at me like that, Jeremy. I've never stopped liking corn, and I am unabashed about it.